Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hello! Hello, hello, hello! Welcome!
Takes us a bit of time. We've had a bit to drink. Hello, did you have a good break? Did you find out all those questions we asked about porn? You liars, you dirty liars.
I just want to say sorry for whoever I just bashed into. I know not my own girth.
I had a boyfriend like that. Penis. Anyway, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is where a whiskey neat meets a bobby on the beat.
I just filled these up, I don't know.
Thank you. It's where some wine from the shop meets an undercover cop.
Hey, yo.
And it's where drinking so much you're sick meets Cressida Dick.
Hey.
I mean, very London-centric and slightly out of date, so.
That was the Emmy Award-winning Hannah George.
Yeah.
Hi. Thanks for your time. Okay. It's a true crime podcast with a twist. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to crack straight on. You know what to expect now. So please, welcome to the stage, writer, comedian, actor, and mother goose, Lucy Palmer!
Yay!
Lucy!
All right, Lucy!
Yay! Yay!
There she
hello,
is!
Hello, Lucy! Hello, hello!
We have one question on this podcast, Lucy, and that is, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yes.
Go on.
Okay. You know when you're really young and you instantly realise you're desperately in love with someone?
Do I?
Anybody yeah, do know you? That feeling? There was a boy. I'm not allowed to say names, am I?
You could change the name or give him a nickname.
There was a boy called...
Sexy Pants.
What should I call him?
Sexy Pants. Boyer.
There was a boy called...
Nice boy.
Ben Affleck. And I weirdly remember so vividly, he used to wear a very pastel yellow polo shirt, and I was just like, I mean, I was obsessed with him. Anyway, he obviously grew up to be a man at some stage, and I lost touch with him. But my mum ran a village shop, and we had the door open so that we could... I mean, it was very laid back in the countryside. We kept the door open so we could see if a customer was there. We were like, oh, there's a customer. I need to go and serve them.
Oh, that's lovely.
So obviously he turned up one day and just robbed us.
No! Ben Affleck!
Baby Ben Affleck, but he was a teenager. And I remember watching him run into the shop and being like, oh, my God, it's...
the man of my dreams.
My own Ben Affleck. And then seeing that he escaped with handfuls of stuff, and then the police came, and that was that.
Wow! You fell for a bad boy. What did he nick? Chocolate bars?
It's sweets and eggs, isn't it?
That's the name of the episode, immediately.
Sweets and eggs.
Sweets and eggs, isn't it?
It's sweets and eggs and shandy,
Lucy.
Maybe.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A shandy bass.
Is that a crime? I think so.
That's 100%. Like, did it make you like him more, or did it put you off him?
It put me in a crisis, is what it did. It really made me question my allegiance, because obviously... I was still obsessed with him. He only got better with age.
Oh. Did the polo shirts get bigger and more yellow?
Weirdly, in my head, I remember him having his top off doing it.
The witness testimony of you.
And I don't know if I've just imagined that as like, he's such a bad boy. Or if he genuinely did have his top off and it was the summer. It's
maybe.
Like, that is possible.
Yeah. Oh, my God. British boys take their shirts off when it's like 13 degrees.
Exactly.
He probably had his fucking shirt up. Look at my pasty chest. I don't work out.
Oh, man.
That's a British accent. Look at my pasty chest. I don't work out.
Do you know, there was one summer...
Don't cheer that.
I thought I might be with you, Hannah. I wasn't with you. I think I was with... my other friend.
Who the fuck were you with?
Anyway, we were on the South Bank and there were these men with their shirts off just splashing around in the Thames.
Oh my God.
Lovely. Yeah. Absolutely perfect.
That is peak British man, isn't it?
Anyway, this is one of the worst...
Whereabouts on the Thames? I've turned into filth. I've necked two glasses of Prosecco because of what it's called. And then I'm here on stage, so sorry if I say bad things.
It's a safe space.
Right.
Very safe.
That will be listened to by thousands and thousands of people, just so you know. It's fine.
Okay.
But they're all very safe.
Good. This is genuinely one of the worst endings to a crush I've ever heard. This is brutal.
I'd love to find him now.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think we could, like on Facebook?
Do you think he's in prison?
I can't remember his surname. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because of all those eggs.
Yeah. Like he got better at robbing as he got older.
He's known as
it's
the
tops
egg
off,
man.
Get the eggs. And he's made a career of it.
They'll be so distracted by how hot he is.
Oh, God.
So what happened? Did your parents call the police?
The police definitely came. I mean,
did they have their shirts off?
The police came, took their shirts off, went in. I don't know.
Lucy's Adolescence is just this tragic romance novel / detective series.
Yeah. Amazing. Now, if anyone comes to my house, I'm like, do you want to take your top off and get some eggs? Before we go any further. It's quite niche.
So it has affected.
Also, I have got eggs, of course. I was just telling you, I've got the precious eggs. I've got goose eggs in an incubator at home. It's very on brand for me.
Getting to know.
And every Sunday I have to put a light under them in the dark to see if they've developed.
Oh.
Is anyone, it's quite relatable stuff. Anyone else got anyone else got goose eggs on the go?
Is this to hatch a goose?
Yeah, I bought some geese in the pandemic. It's at this stage I should say I don't live in London. I bought 25 geese.
25?
Yeah.
Do you know what you're in for?
Yeah, well, but is it like them. IVF?
They're dead now. They were Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It's not good for vegetarians, is it? I'm so sorry, my friend. Well, now I'm giving them life. And I'm not going to... They're going to stay,
wait,
I promise.
So You know, if you had let one of them live, could that one have been sitting on these eggs so that you didn't have to...
Here's the thing. It's actually very hard to get a goose broody. Is anyone else? Again, relatable stuff. It's very hard to get a goose broody, so that's hence the incubator.
They don't look after their eggs.
This lady's nodding. Goose mum? Mother goose?
She said, I'm just trying to support you. I do love our audience. It's
thank
really
you.
Love. Thank you for
thank
coming,
you.
Everyone.
It's female workplace. It's okay.
In my head, you've got some secret incubators at home. You're hiding them. And we've got a connection. Anyway, of course, some of them don't make it, so there's nothing in those ones. But in about 10, it's gone, you know, you can see veins.
Ooh.
It's okay for you because it's life. There's veins, there's heartbeats. It's incredible. It's one of the maddest things I've ever seen in my life. Is this what this podcast is about?
I mean, it is
I mean, it
now.
Can be.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
this is science.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm just worried that this is PTSD from the man stealing the eggs. Do you know what I mean?
You don't have to look far, do you? Why has she got these eggs in the house? Well, yeah, you've worked it out yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
So when do they hatch? When are we coming round?
This is the thing. I haven't thought this through.
Oh.
I've been watching YouTube videos, and I'm like, can they breathe in there? Also, apparently, it's very traumatic for them to push through the shell. So when they come out, they're, like, floppy, and they're knackered, like a newborn baby.
Yeah. Now I'm getting PTSD.
Yes. So we just have to sort of get a box, get a lamp, keep them alive.
Yeah. Operation keep them alive.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then I should say I'm from a farm. I grew up on a pig farm. So my dad was like, you've got to be aware they're going to be... All they're going to do is eat and shit.
Okay.
So it's going to be chaos for about 2 weeks. I'm supposed to be filming in 2 weeks as well, so who's going to look after the goslings? I don't know.
There's got to be a
free?
Website for that.
Yeah,
how supportive are you feeling?
Wow.
Also, apparently the first thing they see is their mum, so...
This guy?
I'll be bringing them to London for the next podcast. And you put them in your sink and they swim because they need to be in water.
There was a whole film about this, which was based on a true story, that this girl built a... What's it called?
Fly Away Home.
Fly Away Home, yes.
Are you Fly Away Home?
They're going to follow
I'm
you.
Mrs. Fly Away Home. I don't know what that is.
I think you need to watch that film and be inspired by your own brilliance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck Ben Affleck.
What would you say to him now?
That's the question.
I'd say, have you heard of me, Lucy Goosey? weird that you haven't put your top back on in all these years. Would you like to come into my house? And be the father to my geese.
Do you know what? So many people say that on this podcast.
It's classic stuff.
Wow. Oh, well, wow. I mean, I feel like we've all gone on a journey together there.
That was unexpected.
Thank you for sharing that with
us.
Yes. I've got to tell someone. I don't leave the house.
Well, thank you for choosing this time to be with us and to solve some crime. Who's up for a true crime?
Woo!
So, for today's case, we start, as all good cases do, in a cave in Idaho. It's 1979, and a couple are in the cave searching for arrowheads. They haven't found...
Familiar stuff.
Okay. Found some geese. Now, in this cave, they come across a sack. What do you think?
Can I just stop you? Where did you get this story from?
That's a good question. Do you know what? Good question. And actually, this was in the news quite recently, because often we'll do a historical case, but this is quite recent,
okay.
But it is also historical.
Okay.
So I found this one. I saw this one on BBC News not so long ago.
Oh, golly.
Okay. So 1979. Buzz News. They're looking for arrowheads and they find a sack. What's in the sack?
What's in the sack?
Is it arrowheads?
Okay, so it's a bonanza for this couple.
Archaeology's easy. A sack of, I'm going to go with bones.
Ooh.
Bones.
They've, sorry, again for me. I'm two glasses in. What's happened? Just once more for me.
They're in a cave. They found a sack. What's in the sack? It's 1979.
They're looking... they haven't done anything wrong at this stage.
No, no, come on.
They're not the criminals.
No, or are they? They're not.
Okay, but... I'm with you. They found a bag and you want to know, you're asking me what's in the bag.
Damn right I am.
Eggs.
Someone just whispered geese.
Okay, so we got a...
Can I have another guess?
Go on.
Crystals?
Oh, God, I wish it was crystals.
I love crystals.
It's a headless torso.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's people clapping. Yay.
That's very on brand for the Stone Age, isn't it?
It was 1979.
Oh. Because you said cave, because you said cave in my head. In my head, it's two cavemen. 1970, that's why I said, where do you get the story from? And they're writing it down.
Do you know much about the 70s?
Like, they booked me. Sorry, Hannah.
Mate, no.
1979.
There are no wrong... there are some wrong answers, but... So, this headless torso, this comes the historical bit, had clearly been there for about 70 years.
Oh!
Yeah. So, they were unable to identify who this person was, and they probably would have been murdered, because they think it's a murder. He's headless, he's had his arms and legs chopped off.
Think it's a murder.
Sorry, how... yeah.
How I think it might
and
be.
And he's in a sack.
Did you say 40 years old?
70.
Oh, sorry, 70 years old.
So, okay. He would maybe have been murdered.
So, it's not hot.
The torso is 70 years old.
Yeah, he's not 70 years
old.
I know.
Okay. So probably 70.
This is how the real police work.
That's how old the...
70.
I said 70! Okay, torso.
1979.
Are there clothes on it?
That's
it really changes things, doesn't it? When you think it's Stone Age and then you hear it's 1979, you're just piecing it together.
It's, we'll come back to the clothes.
Like a little t-shirt on the torso. Like a model, like an Abercrombie and Fitch mannequin.
Hannah, can I tell you something?
Go on.
Yes.
My brother once found something, a very suspicious thing in a bag.
Go on.
Very heavy with hair coming out. This is a true story. I've got a picture. You won't believe your eyes. And he was trying to litter pick in the countryside. Again, things in the countryside are different. Don't come to London enough. Anyway, so he'd been litter picking and he found this bag that was so heavy with these like bits of hair. Oh. And he freaked the fuck out, rang me. Obviously, you ring me if something like this happened. And then next, my dad. So... the two sort of primary people, we meet at the bin. Everyone's terrified. My dad's like, before you touch it, you need to ring the police. This is relevant, I promise, girls. And
yeah, it's a sack of stuff. You don't have to justify yourself.
We slowly sort of touch the hair. It's definitely like long blonde hair.
Oh my God.
It was fucking terrifying, actually. And then my dad said, please don't touch it before we've got the police here. I'm thinking, this is going in a sitcom at some stage. whatever comes out of there. And then he said, I'm a big brave boy, pulled on the hair, and it was sex doll. Sex doll with a very heavy head and then just inflatable body.
Wow.
Imagine if we called the police.
Person done to that sex doll that
well,
they
exactly.
Dumped it in the countryside
on a lay-by.
Oh, I'll
show you the picture later, it's very good.
If you do follow us on Instagram, we will be tweeting that. That's I don't know social media, but thank you for sharing that. Oh my God, that's
so amazing. That's sort of head off type story?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is very relevant. This is very relevant because then in 1991, a hand was found in the same cave.
Well, they didn't they comb the cave?
Police work in the storage. Yeah.
It's like the worst game of sort of finders keepers ever. Which bits are you going to find next?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Well, there's no more. It's really
bad. We assume, yeah.
My question for you is, guess who found it? And I'll give you a clue. It's the last person you'd want to find a severed hand.
Your dog.
Okay, your dog.
Last person.
A child.
A child.
Ah, that's a good answer. I was going to say Jacob Rees-Mogg.
I can't just say goose to everything. They're just saying goose to everything.
I mean, a goose would really fuck about with a severed human hand. And he was, Katie was right, he was an 11-year-old girl.
Oh, what a story, though. Again, it's...
I know. When you're like, when she goes to uni, she'll be like, guys, have I got a story for you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So...
just being topped up.
Oh, that's grim.
They then did a more in-depth search of the cave in 1991. They did not do it in 1979. and they found an arm and a leg. So,
why aren't they looking harder?
I know.
Don't go, oh, there's the body, never mind, everyone goes home. Isn't it, where's the other bits? That's my first thought.
Really big cave,
what,
I guess.
What year did they find the new thing?
Literally, the little girl's going, head, shoulders, knees, and head. This is in 1991.
Oh, so she's found the hand in 91.
She's found the hand, and then they find an arm and a leg. And by they, I don't mean, like, her kindergarten. I mean...
in 91, they
find all
searching.
The bits in 91.
They find all the bits except for the head.
Okay.
Now,
so it's in a lay-by.
Under normal circumstances, you'd have no chance of identifying who this person was. It was, the corpse was, by 1991 as well, you know, you're talking sort of...
like 100 years almost.
Yeah, almost 100 years old. But what's interesting about this case and why it was on the BBC was...
Sorry, what?
The BBC.
Oh.
What's she saying?
I thought she just
the BBC
for a second.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. It's not a thing that I do, the BBC. I just thought, do you know what, I'll try that out tonight.
We did need it translated over here.
On the BBC, I saw that in 2019, they positively identified this body. Thank you for gasping. Very nice.
Huh.
How many years is that?
So, I mean, over 100 years. Yeah. Over 100 years old. So this is the oldest identification they've
ever
done.
Hang on, 100? Have you got 100?
Over 100.
So if in 1979 it was 70 years old, he probably died in maybe 1912, I don't know. But
these geese are fucked.
Yeah. It's like 120 years old, roughly.
The body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see how I keep going back to caveman?
So...
maths isn't
this
really
my thing.
This
was the oldest body ID in history?
Yes. So any idea how they did that?
Is it... fingernails.
Fingernails.
Oh,
they've got a hand.
I love that you've gone for nails rather than prints.
Prints is better, yeah. Thinking about it, I should. I'm thinking, what's sort of recent but not
right,
too
I've
far
got,
away enough.
I've got a theory.
Go on.
All right, a descendant was in a DNA bank. And they were able to go like, oh, you're related to this person.
Like your lost family.
Yeah, they looked back on the family tree and they were like, oh, somebody went missing.
Yes, it's a relative of Danny Dyer or something like that. Okay. Taylor, any advance on...
That's my sensible answer.
We like it sometimes. Sensible answers, we'll do them and we like them.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck you. Taylor, give us some...
I think it goes back to the T-shirt that Torso was wearing. I think it said...
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Idaho High, 1902.
Go, cheaters.
How's a caveman got a T-shirt?
Was it the clothing, though? Were there bits of clothing that they could identify?
We are going to come back to this.
Did I say one? Nails. Did I say nails?
You said nails.
Did I say one?
But what we
have... Can I have another go?
Go on.
Pubic hair.
Okay.
We've all got it.
Have we? I have, like, tons. Okay. Like, probably too much. I don't know.
It's, look at what's on her head. What's she packing? Sorry. Don't give me any more of that. Sorry, Hannah.
Oh,
we know each other enough for me
You've
to say that.
You've just, like, basically said, does the curtain match the drapes?
Yeah. I'm sure that's not the case at all, is it? I know Toby.
You do. You do. And you know that... Well, anyway.
Sorry. Cut that bit out.
So, guys, we're going to have to go back in time, not that far, to the Stone Age. We're going back in time to 1870, when Joseph Henry Lovelace was born in Utah.
Aww.
Oh, Lovelace, yeah.
I need a timeline. 1870.
1870.
That's way back.
It depends on your scale, to be honest. But he is born into a family who were the early pioneers of the Latter-day Saint movement. So, okay. Yeah, Mormons. If you watch the Book of Mormon, that's how I knew.
Okay. So
he was a bootlegger. He worked for...
So he had a little tie on, that's why.
Yeah, he had a little name badge that said, hello. Really easy to identify him. He worked for many gangs in the Utah area. In 1899, he married Hattie Savage, with whom he had a daughter.
Wow, Lovelace and Savage.
Yeah.
Is this the corpse?
We don't know who the corpse is yet. I'm giving you a bit of background.
He's got nominative determinism.
Background on who?
Someone in this story is the corpse. I thought it... It's one of us. That's the twist. Hattie filed for divorce from Lovelace. What do you think she cited as a reason? There were two reasons.
Only one hand.
That is solid. That
I
is
had
a solid
my nails
answer.
Done recently, and I said to her, because two of them had chipped off, I said, can you just do the two fingers? And she was like, okay. And then obviously the rest of the fingers came off. And then I went, can you just do eight fingers and is it cheaper? She hated it, but she knew she had to give me £5 off. So
we've got one hand.
Loveless what? Marriage.
Loveless marriage. Hey.
Oh. Hey. What? But it, wait, it's 19.
Is that code for I'm in a loveless marriage? Hey.
It's 19...
Blink twice, Katie, if you need help.
It was just me getting the joke a second later than the rest of the audience.
I'm going to only get everything when I listen back.
What year are they getting divorced? 19...
In 1899, they married. They had a child. 4 years later... Let's do some maths, guys. Okay, let's do this together. 1903.
So she divorces him in 1903?
Yeah, she divorces
him. So this is unheard of. He's got to have done something terrible.
Well, I mean, they do not generally give you a divorce if you're a woman in 1903.
Yeah, this is... Exactly. So he's either killed somebody... Well, he's in gangs, but if he's part of the Latter-day Saints, do they have rules about... Do they have loads of wives or anything?
Polygamy, interesting.
Couple of wives.
Do you know what? She cited desertion and non-support of their child. So, actually, okay. Quite reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, not one hand.
At what stage is his head coming off?
We are getting there.
Drunk women solving crime.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So a couple of years later, Lovelace married again and had four children with Agnes Caldwell. In this time,
what was the surname?
Caldwell.
Okay. I got nothing.
Sometimes it's good to just sort of try, listen to it again. So in this time, he was in and out of jail, and mostly because he kept escaping. One time, he escaped on a particular mode of transport that I thought was quite interesting, like, quite impressive. What did he escape
from? Roller skates.
Roller skates.
Am I going to say deer?
So he rode a deer.
We saw one, me and my brother, the other day, and my brother, it jumped out of nowhere. My brother went, oh, deer. Thank you. So can I stick with deer?
You can stick with deer. Stick with deer. We've got deer, we've got roller skates.
Roller skates, I'm sticking with.
I don't need it.
Okay. It was a moving train. He like stopped a moving...
That makes more sense.
He stopped a moving train. I don't know really how.
Oh, but... he stopped it. I thought he jumped on it while it was moving.
No, he managed to stop it somehow. But...
Well, that's not cinematic.
So he didn't improve as a husband, I'm afraid to say. And one night, he returned from a dance in town, murdered his wife with an axe in front of his 8-year-old child.
He killed Agnes?
He killed Agnes.
The mother of four children?
The mother of four children.
Shit.
Shit.
Let me be the first to say, shit.
And then he just caught the train.
Do you know what? What? Go on.
Nothing.
What is nice about this story is, actually, he goes to jail for this. He goes straight to... Yes!
Yeah. Right.
Justice! Justice fucking prevails! He escapes! Yeah. Of course he does. So he escapes, but how do you think he escapes? This time he escapes with something he hides in his shoe. It's not his foot. What is it?
A spade?
Okay.
A nail file?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Inside a cake that he's put in his shoe.
A key? Skeleton key?
It's very logical.
He's thought ahead.
Or like a gun that he hid in his shoe that he can just threaten his way out.
Gun's good. Or safety pin. You know how clever people can...
Oh, yeah, like lockpick.
Was it a rock hammer, which is designed for shaping and polishing rocks?
Yay!
From the Stone Age.
I've been known to...
Was it butter? And he just slid out.
Oh, please let it be butter. Shoe butter.
Nobody's going to get in trouble for shoe butter in prison.
It was shoe butter. No, it wasn't. Oh, he had a saw in his shoe. Like, literally.
A what?
A saw. He had, like, a saw blade.
God, this guy is so basic.
Yeah. That's pissed
me off. He cut the bars.
You're right, though, isn't it? Like, you expect something a bit better.
Yeah.
A bit more creative.
Like butter.
He's so hack.
Does he accidentally cut his own head off on the way out? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Also, I've never seen a saw that fits in your shoe.
Also,
no offence to him, but I'd love to see it.
He worked as a clown.
They're normally about that big, aren't they?
That would be good.
Metal cutters are very small.
My friend here in the front row said clowns have big feet. Did he have clown shoes on with his saw in?
He had a big red nose. Oh, go on.
Why aren't they? He's broken out about four times already. Why aren't they checking his fucking shoes when they put him in there?
Yes.
Thank you.
Katie, literally, they just keep putting him in prison and he keeps fucking escaping via train.
They want him to escape.
Yes, so...
Right, this goes all the way to the top.
So at his wife's funeral, one of their children was quoted as saying something about Lovelace. What was it?
He sometimes hides in a cave. Go and fucking get him.
Oh my God, the first man cave. Did not end well.
How old's the child?
Do you know what? I feel like their oldest child was maybe 9 at the time. So anything below 9.
That's the age I was when I first laid eyes on this boy.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
When you're 9, you know what's going on. So it makes sense that this it unravelled here. Is this where it unravelled, when the 9-year-old spoke up?
Well, he just... It's like, in an old case, when someone says anything, they're like, he said something. So it's just a quote. It doesn't quite unravel it.
He's not a man, he's a monster.
Ooh.
That's nice, that's nice.
It's good, right?
It's good. That'll work in the film.
Yeah.
Any advance on he's not a man, he's a monster? That's pretty good, actually. Go on, come on, Lucy. He killed Mummy. Oh,
it's something like that, isn't it?
But they already knew that, right? That's why he went...
Shut up, kid! We already went to trial!
This is the man in the cave with no head, is it?
I mean, it's not much of a reveal. Yeah, it is. It's him.
Have I ruined the format? Because I'm just trying to work it out here.
I thought to myself, maybe I'll tease it out of them.
Sorry,
you're right. It's quite
obvious. About a bad man.
But basically, it's how you get from the 9-year-old to here he is in the cave. Step into my cage. Okay,
Hannah, tell us what the 9-year-old said.
The 9-year-old said, "Papa never stayed in jail very long, and he'll be out soon."
Okay.
I appreciated the accent.
Do you know what?
Because in my head, it was in sort of slang.
Idaho accent. What did you say?
I didn't know it was American. Did you say it was American?
Yeah, I said Utah.
She said Idaho.
Utah's in America, by all accounts.
The cave was in Idaho.
And Idaho. I said Utah.
That's all right.
At some point. He was born in Utah. I don't know where that accent was from. I didn't do that much research.
Wait, and he's a Mormon? All this time? That's not a good Mormon, right? I don't know the rules.
Yeah, no, I mean, his family were Mormon. I'm not sure. I mean, he might have carried it on.
From time to time.
You know, hey.
What happened next
is he's escaped, and basically a wanted poster goes up immediately because this guy is a murderer, and the wanted poster described him thus: about 40 years, height about 5'8", dark brown hair, slightly grey around the ears. A bit harsh, that. Like, he's actually going grey, so.
Said he lived in Baltimore, but might have lied. Sorry, it just reminded me of this thing in Silence of the Lambs. I'll never forget it.
Eyes bluish brown, little or no eyebrows.
That's weird.
I think he overplucked him in the 90s.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Something about that guy, is it that he's got no eyebrows?
Yeah, we don't know if he's surprised. We don't know.
He's got eyebrows, but they just go up to here.
But it is such a weird detail. And you can see the proper wanted poster. Yeah. Like, you can see it, and it's got this weird sort of...
It looks like cabaret.
Yeah. Wow. He wore a light-coloured hat, brown coat, red sweater, and blue overalls over black trousers. So...
Those are strong choices. Just picture that for a second. Okay.
My question was, when do you think this escape artist was next seen? Mm. I think Lucy has...
Is it in the cave?
It was. His torso was next seen in 1979 in a sack in a cave in Idaho.
But how did they know it was him?
This is a very good question.
I've just realised... No.
Go on.
Torso, still got his cock. Isn't it?
So do you think, like, cock records, like dental records?
Should be.
I can bloody identify a few stiffs, am I right?
What happened there?
And I meant to do that, actually. That's what I did.
What was that?
Welcome to the show.
Oh, God.
Is that a first?
Wow. Oh. That's a first. We've never smashed a glass. And also, the glass is still standing up.
It landed straight up. That's pretty cool. Is everyone
all right?
That was a crime.
God, if we did this show in America, like, we'd be sued so fast.
I mean...
I love the UK.
We have...
You guys all right? All right, yeah.
Hannah, can you do that again?
Bit glass.
I feel like that could have been the ghost of Joseph Henry Lovelace.
The ghost of two small round tables with one cloth on it is what that was.
I saw this happening. To be fair, literally.
I almost just put my glass down on this crevasse. So you've listed all of his clothes, so I'm wondering if there's something about one of those items of clothing that was in the cave that could only be traced back to at least the time.
Oh, because that's such specific clothing. Yeah. The, with the light hat and the red whatever it was.
So I that's know. How they found his outfit.
Do you know? Yes, it was the fact that he was still in the clothes, so they'd like dismembered him in the clothing that he was wearing. So who do you, I'm going to ask you the question. Love the fact we're ignoring like this, like we're all in a uni halls together. And we're just like, well, I didn't fucking smash it. Someone else, get it. We'll sort it out, I'll be fine. It'll be fine. The point is, yes. So who do you think could have murdered him? That is one of the two big questions at the end of
well,
this case.
Well, one of the other more men that were sick of him dragging down their brand.
Okay.
Or maybe Agnes.
Did you say more men?
May have done.
There's got to be more men around this time.
Or like one of Agnes's family members that were sick of this run around.
Agnes's brother.
Are you saying who found him?
Who murdered him?
Well, found him and murdered him.
Who murdered him?
Maybe they wanted him to escape because they just wanted someone to kill him.
Interesting. What is interesting as well is thinking about it in the fact...
Do you know the answer?
One of his children?
Do you know what? It is a cold case, so I don't. So
what if it was one of his kids?
Annoying.
Well, I mean, it is annoying, actually. It is annoying.
I've invested a lot here. No, we're solving it. It says solving crime.
We're going to
just have to go home thinking who did it.
Do you know what? What's interesting, in a way, is the thing with the clothing is the fact that the wanted poster went out the next day and he was wearing those clothes. So we know that he was killed within maybe a week.
They must
of
have
him.
Got him straight away, yeah.
So you imagine it's someone close to him. So, yeah, the two ideas is that it's retribution for murdering his wife, so it's Agnes's family, or potentially the gangs that he was doing business with, perhaps.
Yeah, he was involved.
What about that train he kept getting on? Did it cut his head off?
He stuck his head out going, I'm free!
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to get away and the head came off and that was that.
Blew him into a cave.
So we've got...
I'm on board with this.
We've all been blown into a cave.
We've got more men, we've got trains, and we've got... Who do you think?
I said one of his children, but I don't think that stacks
up. Okay, one of his
children. There's a lot of motives. He's a shithead.
Do you know what, Casey? You're completely right. He does not seem like a great chap. So it is still an open case. So we've worked out that it was the clothes that he was wearing that made people, you know, it made somebody... So it basically is the...
We've got to send this episode to the FBI. I think we've really brought some new stuff to it. So,
basically, it's... It's the DNA Doe Project, which is this project in the US, who are amazing because, like, they won't just... They just happen to find a murderer this time, but they'll also obviously identify people who have gone missing and where bodies have not been identified. So it's incredible...
Did you say DNA Doe?
Doe, like a John Doe.
Did you picture a pizza place? Because I did.
It's bread, isn't it?
Yeah. Or did you picture that deer from earlier?
They wrote a deer.
It's police and bread doing their job in one go.
So basically it's any unidentified body that has been found, and they do that and they find missing people, stuff like that. But with this one, it's obviously super exciting that they made this identification so many years later. But how did they do it? Why was... You know, it's not just the clothes that are going to give you this kind of hard and fast, this is who this guy is. What else was it?
It's got to be some DNA, isn't it?
It's DNA, but why was his DNA easy-ish to find?
Cock.
Because of all the... his kids.
We've got his cock print. We've got...
Cock and balls.
Well, basically, it's what Katie said just now. It is the fact that he came from a family of more men. In the sense that his grandfather had four wives, So it meant that his family tree was huge and he had hundreds of cousins and other relatives. So basically the DNA Doe Project had to sort of find one of his relatives. And they found Lovelace's 87-year-old grandson in 2019 in California. He agreed to take a DNA test and they confirmed that Lovelace was the man in the cave.
God, imagine learning that about your great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, we solved it.
For you.
I know you'd be gutted, wouldn't you? You'd be like, I'm pretty sure mine was a war hero, probably.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it good?
Ooh. Yeah.
It's very good.
It's fantastic.
Except for the grandson.
Yeah, poor
Can
guy.
Can we do another one?
Do you know what, guys? I mean, we have come to the end of our true crime this evening. We've still got to have an audience crime, so can I please give it up for the DNA Doe Project?
Yeah.
Cheers!
DNA!
Wonderful. Now, we have got just enough time for another audience crime. Oh! She's very aware of where the glass is on stage, so we're going to invite her up. Watch yourself. Okay. She needs to down her drink.
Yeah.
Give it up for the audience crime!
What's your name?
My name is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Claudia, welcome.
Thank you. I'm a long-time listener, first-time crimer.
Yay!
So, I know what the crime is. However, there's four culprits that I need some help with solving who the culprit is.
Okay.
So, the crime was, during my second year of university, my underwear went missing periodically throughout the year.
Oh, no. Mine sometimes would disappear entirely up my ass. That might just be me.
I feel like that's a different crime genre.
Yeah, it's a different crime genre. It's a porn
genre.
Was it
that big bush, Hannah?
I didn't have quite the same problem. No, we didn't have quite the same problem.
Okay. I'm just trying to relate, Claudia.
It's pretty similar.
We've been trained on how to treat victims with respect, so we're just showcasing some of that knowledge that we had in our seminar.
So
it was empathy because she can relate.
Yeah. Culprit number one. I will call her.
Sorry, I need more information about underwear going missing. Like, I don't know about anybody else. Missing from where? And
my
would
drawer.
It return?
Your drawer.
No, so it was, to be fair, there were two different places where my underwear would go missing from. First, it was my drawer.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, we had a little, almost like a utility room with the sort of like washer and dryer.
Okay.
And we had like the clothes horse, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is.
My underwear would go missing.
Did you go to a very poor school?
She had a horse just trotting around with the drying all the knickers.
Horse.
Don't mind him. He's just drying ass bits.
No. Like, the breeze really helped with the drying.
And are we talking Marks and Spencers or is this lovely stuff?
Are we talking La Senza?
No, Victoria's Secret, I will admit.
Oh! The first rule of Victoria's Secret is not to talk.
Let's let Claudia tell us the suspects because it could be somebody that wanted nice underwear.
There are four suspects.
Okay.
Suspect number one, sorry, I do have them at my phone. Suspect number one, Psycho P for anonymity. I would say their full name, but I don't want to,
You're quite right. We're very popular.
Is Psycho P male or female?
Did you say Psycho Keith?
No, Psycho P. P is the first letter of their name, so like Psycho.
P for printer.
Okay. Katie does have an uncle printer.
I thought you were saying Psycho Pete.
Okay.
Psycho Pete.
So, Psycho number one is Psycho Printer.
Okay.
For anonymity. So one time I did ask to borrow a pair of socks from them. So perhaps, they stole my underwear in an unspoken, devious exchange of undergarments, which I was simply unaware of.
Okay.
So they were like, she owes me.
Hasn't she got lovely language? Were you doing English?
Pardon?
Were you studying English?
No, I studied law and French. My friend studied English.
You studied law. How did we do tonight? I mean, I think we're pretty good.
So I'm not in criminal law at the moment.
Okay.
But very well, I would say.
Yeah. I suspected as much.
Once you've listened to all the episodes, you'll be all right.
Yeah, I have listened to all the episodes.
Is your dissertation on how not to do it? Okay, so we've got psycho printer.
Suspect number two.
Culprit number two. Sorry, suspect. Yeah, that's right. Suspect number two is rugby hashtag lad. Everyone knows they are dodgy. Maybe they have some repressed cross-dressing urges. They have repressed due to their hypertoxic masculinity of the rugby culture at university.
Yeah.
I have heard some interesting tales of their socials.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're right. Nut cases.
Yeah. They had their socials at a strip club in Exeter, and I asked them why.
What's a socials?
Like a sports. Like every Wednesday, they would have sports socials. So
like an event for the lads.
Yeah, just like going out.
With like insane pranks and dares and drinking.
No, but I asked them. Yeah, they drink. Basically,
they drink each other's wee.
They had. So,
I don't know. You're so upset about rugby players. This is interesting. Yeah. Are they terrible?
Yeah. They would.
So basically, you hate Wales.
They would.
I did not say that.
She did say that with her
also,
eyes.
Also, do they these like this is a specific university type? Probably
gotcha.
Actual rugby players don't do
okay.
this.
Okay, Exeter number two, Exeter rugby camp.
Okay,
yes, Exeter. But just a bit of background. I asked them why they would have their socials at a strip club, and they told me they had their socials at a strip club because all of the like windows were like blacked out, so they could get naked and no one in the public would see them get naked. But yeah, so that's the rugby lab culture.
Sounds lovely.
Also, he might have stolen them to be like a trophy for one of their dares and stuff.
Not anyway, actually sorry, a very social place if you think about it.
Suspect number three was.
Astrophysicist, my housemate, Dark Horse.
Is that his name?
No.
Oh.
We're protecting the guilty.
Okay. Hi, I'm astrophysicist.
Suspect number four, me, aka drunk Claudia.
Oh.
Me creating drama for myself by stealing my own underwear.
Wow.
No, does that sound like something you would do?
Well, it depends how well you know me. And so, culprit number four is me, drunk Claudia, creating drama for myself by stealing my own underwear, hiding it from myself. I have been known to drunk order, having a few drinks, online shopping, drunk ordering, and then surprise myself when the deliveries turn up in the next few days.
What are you ordering?
Mixture of things, clothes.
Cloves?
Do you say?
Yeah.
I have some cloves, please.
Interestingly, geese eggs. Yeah. Quite an interesting one.
Okay.
Tell me about it, sister.
I did grow up in the countryside as well, but we didn't have geese. We had dogs. Yeah.
They're hard to grow in an egg. Famously.
Dogs are famously hard to grow in the egg. They tend to come as puppies.
You know what?
That's true.
I don't want to be this guy, but I fear we veered off topic. Yeah.
Guys, what I mean...
What's your gut feel?
We need a gut feel from everyone. We've got four suspects.
Who is the culprit?
Guess what?
Rugby?
Astro-fucking-physicist.
Why?
Yes.
I want to know why.
I think it's drunk Claudia.
I think it's...
You don't know me. You can't accuse me of being...
No, because we've just met.
Do you know what? I think it's drunk Claudia too. So that's two against... two and one. So at least you know, give it up for drunk Claudia who steals her own underwear.
Where do I put the microphone?
Thank you.
What a brilliant crime.
Do we find out who it was or not? Again, annoying. I want to solve these things.
Yeah, Claudia, I'm sorry. That might have come as a shock to you. I mean, we always get it right on this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, before we wrap up this evening, I do hope you'll indulge us for one second because we want to record a video for our Edinburgh show.
Oh, God.
I know. Amanda, can you put the lights up? When you agreed to the terms and conditions on Dice, you agreed to be in the video. That's in no way true.
I thought there was only two rows of people. It's like all these faces.
Is that going to... Oh, look at that. So basically, what I'm going to say is, we're Drunk Women Solving Crime, we're a true crime podcast with a twist off. We're heading to the Edinburgh Fringe. Blah, 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 blah. Come and be in our audience like these beauties and then just give us a cheer. Maybe do something a bit erotic. I don't know. We're all... Please do. We're laughing and we're learning. We want to go viral. So, hello. We are Drunk Women Solving Crime. We are a true crime podcast with a twist.
Of life!
And we are doing Edinburgh Festival from the 5th to the 14th of August at 8:20 at the Underbelly. It's going to be amazing. Come and be in our audience like these legends! I didn't press record! No, I did. Thank you so much. You can put the lights down now. Oh, it's so nice to see all your faces. But get rid of them. thank you so much for coming. And we have just enough time to ask Lucy Pearman, apart from the gestation of the 20 geese, what else are you up to?
Who wants to buy some geese? Claudia. Claudia.
They really want geese.
I don't... what am I plugging? My pilot is on BBC iPlayer.
Hey, what's it called? What's
tell
it
us
called?
More.
It's called Please Help. it's basically a documentary about my life.
It is so good. And my fiancé is in it as well and says something really horrible to you.
Toby says to me, oh, what's the matter? Broken your fanny again?
And then they started filming.
Yeah, please watch it.
It's so good. It's so
awesome.
Good.
We're going to the BAFTAs in a week. And I found what I'm going to wear because there's a picture out there of what's she called? Sunita. With just some pom poms on the nipples, a couple on the knickers, and she's ready to go.
See it on the way out because
it's so good.
She's done very well. It's a treat.
Thank you.
Amazing. Watch that pilot because it's the funniest thing ever. I watched it with my parents because Toby was in it, and I was like, "Do you want to see Toby?" It's like, and there's just the biggest dildo I've ever seen in that episode. So enjoy that, ladies and gentlemen. We've been Drunk Women Solving Crime. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you
for being in our video.
Thank
and
you.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.